The other important fact you should remember is the delay or time lag. A stock takes time to change because flows take time to occur. That's a vital point, a key to understanding about why systems behave as they do. Stocks change slowly. They act as delays, lags, buffers, ballasts, and sources of momentum in a system. Stocks respond to change, even sudden change, only by gradual filling or emptying. People often underestimate the inherent momentum of a stock. It takes a long time for populations to grow or stop growing, for wood to accumulate in a forest, for a dam to fill up, for a mine to be depleted. The time lags that come from slowly changing stocks can cause problems in systems. They can also be sources of stability. Soil that has accumulated over centuries rarely erodes all at once. A population that has learned many skills doesn't forget them immediately. You can pump groundwater faster than the rate it recharges for a long time before the water table is depleted. The time lags imposed by stocks allow room to maneuver, to experiment, and to revise policies that aren't working.